and welcome to Superblog's first podcast. Marvel Studios has been in full-fledged promotion mode, waving banners and doing press tours across the country for their upcoming Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier. He's a ghost. You'll never find him.
The movie comes out in just a couple of weeks on April 4th, and I know I'll be there opening weekend. So far, the reviews have been good. ComicBookMovie.com is calling it a game changer for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and so far it has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's higher than all Marvel movies so far besides The Avengers. The biggest news coming from this press tour, however, isn't the great reviews we've been getting, or even the jokes from the cast.
We just got a bunch of comedians on The Avengers. It's a laugh riot.
But rather the news that Chris Evans, aka Captain America himself, has plans to retire from acting. Don't worry, this doesn't mean that Cap won't be showing up alongside the other Avengers in their next movie. He's still under contract and will have to don the red, white, and blue in up to 3 more Marvel movies before they let him go. That leaves room for Avengers 2, Captain America 3, and Avengers 3. After that? Well, Sebastian Stan, who's playing the title role of the metal-armed Winter Soldier in this upcoming adaptation, has a 9-movie deal with the studio, and so we may see Bucky Barnes, that's the Winter Soldier's alter ego, picking up the shield and helmet for any more Captain America movies we want to come to theaters. As for the character of Steve Rogers, well, they've killed him off in the comic books. Who's to say what they might do on the big screen? As for Chris Evans, he isn't leaving the spotlight entirely. He just wants to focus on more behind-the-camera work than in front of it, starting his directing career. For all your superhero news, this is Rachel from Superblog, wishing you a super day.